Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
What a show. And it's wall-to-wall basketball. That's right. The next 3 hours, we are going to dissect the Lakers' horrible season, worst season in franchise history. And that is not hyperbole, folks. This is a franchise that is used to winning. And this, when you look at the expectations, the talent on the roster, the names on the roster, and then the end result is the worst season in franchise history. We'll get into that. And so much more in the NBA to talk about as we gear up for the playoffs. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, don't touch that dial because you won't regret kicking it with the Odd Couple. Let me welcome in the second half, the other half of the Odd Couple. My man, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What are you saying? I'm a second-class citizen?
No, I corrected that quickly. Other half. You're one half. I'm the other half. It's, you know, that's all.
I want to make sure.
Equal,
that's all right.
50-50 yeah. Here. 50-50 up in this
no,
piece.
All is good on this Worship Wednesday. Is that the day? Yes. Tomorrow, opening day, Chris. So many details, trying to get things cranking. The podcast drops tomorrow. Chris, very excited.
Oh, yeah.
Inside
the
Parker.
You
won't miss it tomorrow because Bob Costas is on tomorrow.
That's good. That's a good
Bob Costas and Cameron Maybin. And also the return as far as daily coverage of MLBBro.com. If you haven't checked out the site.
Know.
That's right. That's right. Where's Kelly when we need him, right? Go ahead, Chris. You could do it.
MLB, bro, because you need to know, bro.
That's right. No doubt. So that's
holla.
That kicks off tomorrow. So we're all ready. We'll talk some baseball tomorrow. But, yes, basketball is a plenty tonight, Chris. No
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, I know you are hyped.
I am.
You are hyped. And Rob, I got
you mean
say
about
this.
Last about the Lakers? You
yeah,
mean?
I know yeah, you're just you know. Ready to pounce. It's probably going to be music, patriotic music, no, the whole nine yards. Yeah. And I have to ask you and Alex a serious question.
Alex, are you ready? Okay, go ahead.
I have to ask you guys a serious question. Have you guys been hanging out behind my back, going Uh-oh. Out to lunch at least 2-3 times a week, kicking it on the weekend? I mean, real talk. Because before the show, I hop on, and Alex sounded like Rob Parker. Ripping the Lakers, ripping LeBron. I was
yes.
like, I'm
yes.
like, give a brother a segment, Tyson Sauer Trivia, and now he thinks he's Stephen A. Smith. My goodness. So,
hey, and,
Rob,
and
he, what is
and
up?
Wait a minute. Yes, Alex has a take. He knows what's going on. And last night he needed baby oil and cigarettes as well.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
That's where it is. Hey, all the Laker haters, Chris, had a great night last night. You
yeah,
know that.
I know that. We're going to waste no time getting into it. We got Antonio Daniels at the bottom of the hour. But I said DJ Alex Tyshirt is here. Super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, that's right, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. Rob, all right, they didn't even make the play-in. Didn't even make the play. I'm going to say one quick thing, and I know you want to go off. Give me a minute. And I've said this before, Rob, but it bears repeating. This is my advice to LeBron, as somebody that likes him as a player and a person. Rob, you've heard me before. The braggadocious, bombastic LeBron, that ain't him. That never works for him.
Right.
Right? Not one, not two, not three, not four. They won two and lost two. Good, but not the 7 or 8 he was predicting. Playoff, activated. First year with the Lakers. I'm activated playoff.
Remember that?
Mode.
Yep.
They go 3-12 the next 15 games, miss the playoffs, LeBron shuts it down. And then this year, keep that same energy. Y'all talking about our ages, our personnel. LeBron and Rob, and conversely, Rob, when he went back to Cleveland, 2014, what'd he say? He wrote in Sports Illustrated, I'm not promising a championship.
Yep.
It's going to be a long process. And lo and behold, first year they're in the finals, second year they got a title. So I'm just saying LeBron should just chill. Your game is loud enough, bruh. Let your game do the talking. You don't have to try to be Muhammad Ali. That was him. That ain't you. So, because Rob, every time he does it, like Kyrie said last night, God is a way of humbling him. And so that's what I would say, but I know you want to go a little harder.
Is this on? Hello? This is going out to LeBron James and all you Laker fans. I told you this wouldn't work from day one. I told you LeBron James is the worst general manager in the history of the National Basketball Association.
Who, me?
Yes, you. I'm not shocked. Who's shocked today? Chris, I told you. You want to go pull the tape? Go to YouTube? Rob Parker stuck his chest out on this very radio show, on this very radio network, and said, not only will they not make the playoffs, they won't be in the top 10, hence, they won't be a part of the play-in. I never bought into this. This was chicanery. This was three-card money, a sham, a fraud. LeBron was passing out $3 bills to Laker fans when he told them that this would work and he would deliver a championship with this star-studded roster. Fooey, LeBron. What was this that you brought to LA? It was embarrassing. No defense. I don't care. You could be averaging 40 points a game. The Lakers haven't won, Chris Broussard, two games in a row since Moby Dick was a guppy or January 7th. Either one, whatever you want to come up with. And you smell that? That's not the dump in downtown L.A. That's the Lakers.
Poop fest.
That LeBron put together. Westbrook. Carmelo Anthony. Really?
They suck.
I mean, we really thought that this team was going to come together and make a championship run. Chris Broussard is a basketball expert in the NBA. He said they got a puncher's chance when AD comes back. Chris even held on to an ounce of faith that maybe something, and even Shaq had the audacity, the mitigated gall.
Unmitigated.
Unmitigated gall. To go on a podcast and say, the Suns don't want to see the Lakers because the Lakers are going to beat the Suns. Where are you now, big man? LeBron James, this is squarely on you. You are to blame. Wear it. Rub it all over. Smear your face with it. You deserve it. You did this to this Lakers organization, and you are public enemy number one today with Laker fans. I rest my case.
All right. Nicely done for the most part.
Rob Parker.
But as is often the case, you went too far. LeBron James, public enemy number one. Rob Parker, stop it. LeBron James is the only thing in Lakerland worth watching. He's the only thing that made this season palatable. I mean, I know they wanted a championship. They wanted contention. They wanted a playoff race. They couldn't give it to you, and that's on all the Lakers. But at least LeBron gave you some highlights. At least he gave you 30 PPG. And Rob Parker, how dare you put it all on LeBron? Sure, he deserves some blame. He thought he could work magic. He thought he could make it work with Russell Westbrook. But last time I checked, LeBron James ain't the GM. LeBron James wanted Tyronn Lue. What did Rob Pelinka and Jenny Buss and Kurt and Linda Rambis say? No, we want Frank Vogel. So don't tell me LeBron strong-armed the front office. Don't tell me LeBron went up in there, you know, and got all up in their faces like, I demand Russell Westbrook. If you're going to be a GM, a boss in anything, then be the boss. You better believe none of my subordinates are coming into my crib and telling me what to do. I'll listen. I'll consider. I'll consult. But at the end of the day, I got to make the decision. I might go with your decision, but it's going to be on me. And if it goes wrong, I'll take the flack. So, LeBron deserves some criticism, again, for thinking he could make it work, for not playing defense. But Rob Pelinka made the final call. Why are you there? Why are you there? I can get Kurt Rambis to make telephone calls. So what's available? What you got? You have to be the decision maker. So you wear it, Rob. Pelinka. Russell Westbrook. It's hard to blame Russ. Russ didn't play well. But Russ is what he is. So I mean, yeah, we all knew Robbie wasn't a fit. I did try to, you know, find a way. If LeBron does this, if Russ does this, I'm trying to give LeBron the benefit of the doubt. He's a smart player, smart person. But at the end of the day, you just had to say, you know what, it ain't going to work. But Russ tried. Russ ain't built to be a role player. Rob, you saw it with Allen Iverson in Detroit. You were there. Yep. Just some guys, they're not built for that. AD, though. AD didn't come out of your mouth, Rob, and you know he should have. Because if you're watching, I'm watching Winning Time. I know everybody's saying don't watch it because, and I know Jerry West. I've talked to him on the phone many times. I really like Jerry. I love him for his legend and his game and all he did for the game of basketball, both front office, both player. But I like him as a person. I have not seen this Jerry West that they're depicting on Winning Time. There are people around the league, Rob, that have told me they're not watching it strictly because of the way it portrays Jerry West. It's still a good show, though. It's still funny. All right? And I don't know why I brought that up, but my point was AD has to wear some of this. He said last night, we just not healthy. Like, it was just, oh, my gosh, out of the blue, AD couldn't play. No, this is AD's. This is a part of his freaking story. Rob, he hasn't played a full season straight, like anything close to a full season straight through in 4 years. Because the 1 year he did when they won the championship, you had a four-month break. That's an off season. So I'm blaming, yes, LeBron gets some, but Rob Pelinka, Anthony Davis for not being healthy, not only this year, but just not getting his body right, period. And, you know, Russ didn't play well. But I ain't mad at Russ. He tried. He really did try to adjust and adapt. And you can't blame the other guys. They are what they are, right? So that's where I'm at on it, Rob. But nicely done. That was nice and, you know, good job.
Thanks for the correction.
The unmitigated goal?
Yes. I said the mitigated. Unmitigated. All right, we want to hear from you now, yes. Right? We do. Who's to blame in this match?
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Chris is cutting up his blame pie. I'm giving it all to LeBron.
100% to LeBron? My goodness.
100%.
Alex is giving him 110%. He just whispered in my ear. My
120. Gosh,
you created a monster.
Yes.
All right, your turn to weigh in with the odd couple. Who's to blame for the Lakers' horrific season? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Asterisk LeBron James.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Who's to blame for the Lakers' terrible season? Your turn to weigh in.
All right. Let's kick it off with Mike in Atlanta, Chris.
When we go.
You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing?
What's up, brother?
I'm great, man. Y'all playing my song. That's that Fred Hammond, man.
Yeah, baby. Nice. What you know about that? All right.
I'm all about that, man. I'm with you, Chris. Right.
Yeah.
Lights, can't believe us, United. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I just threw up in my mouth.
Hey, look, man. So, look, LeBron James is 1,000% to blame for the Lakers' position this season, man. I mean, everything from the team construction, you know, who called AD? LeBron, that's who he wanted. Who wanted Russ?
Hold on. LeBron. You blame me for getting AD?
Yep, he won AD.
Would
they have banner number 17 without AD?
I don't know, but
check this out. Would they have any success? Because I can show you over the last 4 years where they have no success outside of AD.
Well, that's fine, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, AD helped get them a title, so I ain't mad at that.
But he ain't helping him the last couple of years, and that's a bigger problem as he gets older. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
Melo. There's the video out there where Melo is doing the interview. He's telling him, Bron called me in. So Bron is responsible for that. We know he's responsible for Russ because Magic just put it out there and let it be known that they had a deal for a shooter, Buddy Hield. What does LeBron need around him? Shooter. That's in the formula, right? Why would you deny a shooter just to try to get Russ in there when that doesn't work?
LeBron is playing. What do you do for a living?
I'm an architect and I'm a musician.
Okay, are you a, if you say you're a musician, are you the leader of the band? You the leader of the band?
Yeah.
Okay. If
Chris is trying to throw LeBron a life preserver.
No, if the drummer comes to you, the leader of the band, and is like, hey, I think, you know, I got this dude, he could really sing. You know, I think he should be our singer. And you want somebody else. But he's like, nah, this is my man. Yo, he can really sing, man. We can make it work.
If you decide
to go with him, is it your fault or is it your boy's fault? Is he still there?
No, we're gone. Thanks, Mike.
It's your fault.
Marty in Maine, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, LGM is 100,000% to blame, man. Chris, gotta stop it, man. You gotta stop it with that because you're talking about LeBron James, bro. Like, the Lakers are gonna listen to him because he's a superstar, bro. Like,
was he a superstar in Miami?
No, but there's difference.
Was he a superstar in Miami? Because Pat Riley was like,
no, Pat, the genie no, bus ain't Pat Riley.
So what? Actually, she is, Rob.
No, she isn't. No,
genie bus is the owner of the most successful team in the history of the NBA. She can do what the heck she wants.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, Chris. Like, because, like, everybody looks at LeBron James as that guy that plays with the player, like, knows, like, who can play from who can't play. They're going to listen to him. You get what I'm saying? And during that same
offseason. And you should listen, but you make the why are you in the front office then?
Yeah, but
to go get coffee?
It's different.
To wash LeBron's jockstrap? What?
It's not everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it was a guy like AD, probably they wouldn't listen. But I'm saying it's LeBron James, the face of the NBA. But during that same offseason, Lonzo Ball was available. They could have got Buddy Hield, kept KCP. They could have got DeMar DeRozan as well.
Keep the caller on. Did LeBron want Tyronn Lue or Frank Vogel?
Yeah, but they didn't want to pass. No, answer my question.
Did LeBron want Tyronn Lue or Frank Vogel?
Yeah, but that's fine.
That's the coach, though.
What's the difference? It's still the game. It's still the guy you got to play for.
Hey, y'all
don't want to answer the tough questions. Right. Y'all just want to join the narrative of ripping when I'm presenting you with questions and
let's not act, I'm not saying he's to blame, Rob.
I'm just saying you don't have to listen. Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra didn't listen.
But you're acting like LeBron is any other player in the league, and it's not true. He has more clout. Can you admit he has more clout than any other player? And can you admit that Pat Riley had already won championships before LeBron? He was a championship coach. He already won a championship in Miami. He could tell LeBron to take a hike if he doesn't want to listen to what he's doing, whereas Jeannie Buss hasn't won anything. She owns a team.
She hasn't won anything?
No, she won. She owns
serious?
A team because of her father. She hadn't
but
won anything.
But her father and her have won championships.
She hasn't won any championships. She won that bubble championship.
And she pays the bills. And Rob Pelinka represented Kobe Bryant. They love Rob Pelinka, the Buss family.
And that
so don't
bus
act
crashed.
Like they don't have
so there you
I
go.
Get it. Of course, LeBron might be hard to turn down. But that's the tough job of a GM. We ain't paying you millions to look out the window and daydream. All right, we got Antonio Daniels coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, SiriusXM NBA radio host, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, NBA champion, Bowling Green's finest, our man, Antonio Daniels. What up, bro?
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
Boy, I should have been the San Antonio Spurs announcer back in the day.
I know Rob Parker is on one today.
You know it. You know it.
I know he.
So Antonio,
let me guess. Was it something along the lines of, it's so quiet in L.A. you can hear a mouse urinate on something?
Yes.
Of course.
On, on LeBron's big man, oversized man bag. You know what I mean? Hey, Antonio, we're doing the blame game, and we're playing. Chris is slicing up his blame pie when it comes to the Lakers. I'm giving LeBron the entire pie. Where are you on this? You called it. We talked to you about this. You didn't think they were going to make it. I didn't think they were going to make it. Who's the blame?
Well,
for this
here's
now?
the just to clarify it a little. Rob is blaming LeBron because wanting Westbrook. I'm saying LeBron can want all he wants. At the end of the day, Rob Pelinka's the GM, and you got to make
not
the decision.
Stop it, Chris.
So well, let's hear. Yeah, I'm here's just the clear. Thing, go ahead.
That sounds great. That sounds great to say, but you know. If you're an organization and you acquire LeBron, there's something that comes along with it. You know what I mean? You're not just acquiring the player. You're acquiring the shadow that comes along with him. You're acquiring the voice that comes along with him. So for me, I feel like LeBron has as great as he's been this year. He's been fantastic. Doing what he's doing at 37 years old is amazing. He has a huge piece of the blame. Rob Pelinka has a huge piece of the blame. But we all know how this is going to go. We know this is going to go. Frank Vogel's going to fall on the sword, though.
Well, we know he's gone. But
right.
Here,
Frank
Antonio,
Vogel's going to be the one to fall on the sword.
You
right
played for the San Antonio Spurs.
Uh-huh.
Did Tim Duncan...
He's not that kind of guy,
was
Chris.
Essentially... Can I finish, Rob? Was essentially... I mean, really close to being as good as LeBron James. Some might say it was better.
Okay.
Did the Spurs do everything he wanted?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
I have an ongoing joke. I have an ongoing joke with the about Tim Duncan. That Tim is still one of my best friends to today. So think about it. Tim had some really, really good friends. Myself, Malik Rose, Monty Williams, Corey Alexander. We're all really good friends of Tim. You know what? We all got traded.
Okay.
We all got traded. What I'm saying, the point of that story is, you think if Tim Duncan didn't go in there and tell Greg Popovich, man, look, Antonio's one of my best friends.
Right.
Or Malik is one of my best friends. Or Monty Williams is one of my best friends. Or Corey Alexander is one of my best friends. You can't trade him. That they wouldn't? Yes, they wouldn't have. But the fact of the matter is, he didn't because he allowed them to do their job. It doesn't mean that they didn't run it by him because he knew. He knew about these things.
Right.
But
here's the thing, though. We're also comparing different generations because we are in a player-empowered generation. This NBA that we're looking at today is completely different than the NBA in 2000 or in 1999, 2002, 2003. We're talking about a 20-year difference. Think of the amount of power that players have now, the voices that players – we couldn't conceive 20 years ago of people, of players doing what Ben Simmons did or doing what James Harden did or doing what Anthony Davis did. We are in a completely different generation of athlete in the NBA.
And my thing is why I give LeBron the blame is we all, Antonio, you, Chris, we all talked about it, most analysts – that this wasn't a fit. Like, this wasn't going to work. You just couldn't put together all these old guys in this young league and then ask Westbrook to be something that he's never been. Like, is there really a shock? Now, I'll say what shocks me, Antonio, is that they haven't won two games in a row since January 7th. That's shocking when you have LeBron James and he's averaging 30 points a game. Right. Other than that, I'm not surprised that they're not in the playoffs.
I don't care about the name. Anytime on our show we talk about trades, free agent acquisitions, for me it's about the fit. It's never about the name. Because a lot of times what we do, we just concentrate on the name. Yesterday on our show we had Michael Thompson. And I asked him, did you think the Russell Westbrook fit would work?
And he was like, yeah, of course, it's Russell Westbrook. Now, I get the thought process, but there's also a skill set that comes with Russell Westbrook that doesn't match with the skill set that LeBron James and Anthony Davis need.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So for me, it was never about the name. Like, who would have thought that the best offseason acquisition that the Lakers would have made would have been Malik Monk? Crazy. And right. Here we are today having a conversation with 5 or 6 days left in the season, and the Lakers are eliminated from play-in contention. Not even playoff, play-in right. contention. None of us saw that coming way back in October.
Antonio, before you go, let's go to the Pelicans. Now, there's, you know, reports that Zion's stepdad wants him to play. He certainly looks able to play when you see all these videos okay. playing Corey.
Okay, wait,
where
wait,
are you
wait,
at
wait.
On this?
What makes you think he looks able to play from the videos you saw?
The fact that he was going one-on-one with Corey Brewer and dunking on him. And let me finish.
Okay.
I don't think not wise. Well, hold on. Let me finish. I get it. It's only one-on-one. But if a player has a foot injury and a history of leg injuries, I don't think it's wise to be letting him go up and dunk over any player or coach when what could he have done? Come down on Corey Brewer's foot and messed up the ankle or foot again. So I'm looking at stuff like that, and I might be wrong, but him dunking, now I think that one dunk he did when he threw it off the backboard and went mm-hmm. between his legs, that was probably, and I think reportedly, the Pelicans knew nothing about that. So I get that. Right. But again, are you doing stuff like that if landing funny is a danger? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You're saying he's not ready.
This is what I'll say. Because when that video went viral, that was a 3-second video or a 6-second video. People need to understand, just because you can dunk don't mean you're ready to play. Just because you're playing a coach that's retired in half court and you're playing a game to 5 doesn't mean you're ready for an NBA basketball game against the most conditioned athletes in the world. Like, this is the thing that people don't grasp the concept of.
Is that fatigue? Mm-hmm. Is that not being in shape? Or is it his – that's
right
the
now
question. He's not in game shape.
Yeah, this is what you have to ramp yourself up to. You know, this is the part that people don't grasp the concept of. Oh, man, he threw it up the glass. Man, he's ready to go. Like, no, that's not the way it works. Oh, he's playing Corey Brewer one-on-one. He dunked on Corey Brewer. Oh, man, put him out there. That's not the way it works. Like, there is a ramp-up period that's involved from playing one-on-one to two-on-two to three-on-three to four-on-four to five-on-five to practice and so on and so forth. We are right now, we are 79 games into the season. 79 games into the season. What good does it do at game 80, which we play tomorrow against Portland at game 80, and then game 81 and 82 is a back-to-back, a Friday, Saturday. So how does Zion fit in those plans when right now the Pels don't even have enough time to practice 5-on-5? So how does this ramp-up period happen? We see how difficult of a time Ben Simmons is having getting back in the shape to actually get back out on the floor and play. This is not as easy as it sounds or as easy as it looks. That's all I'm saying.
So you don't think he should play this year at all, quickly?
I don't think so. No, okay. Just because, like, when is the last time that we've seen a guy miss 80 games and then come back for 2 or 3?
Well, they're in the play-in.
Right.
I mean, he could be back for that.
I know, but you have developed a chemistry all year long. Zion, there are two teams. There are two teams in the NBA whose best player has yet to practice one time with their team this year. The Clippers and the Pelicans.
Yep.
Kawhi has not practiced one time. Zion does not have one practice with head coach Willie Green. So now what you're saying is, oh, you know what, man? Let's go in, thrust him in there in game 81.
All right,
when
we got to run.
We
got to run. Appreciate right, the knowledge,
yes,
brother.
Thank you.
As
for
always.
Sure, appreciate it.
All right, that's our man Antonio Daniels. Shekel City's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right. iCouple brought to you by one of our favorite cities. That being, of course, Las Vegas. The greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, competition. It's always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Shekel City is now.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Shekel City sponsored soon by Caesar Sportsbook. Last night, the Lakers stopped me from getting a hat trick. I was 2-1. Of course, the Lakers didn't cooperate, so the Suns didn't cover that game there. But anyway, tonight, best bet, Mavericks -9 in Detroit, Nets -6.5 at the Garden, and the Celtics -6.5 playing in Chicago against the Bulls. That's Mavs, Nets, Celtics, all on the road against underperforming teams. And remember, I'm not telling you, Chris, who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, that's it. Quick check with City, because inside the Parker makes it its debut tomorrow on opening day of the MLB season. Rob has a great guest, Bob Costas. You don't want to miss it. Trust me. I, for one, never miss Inside the Parker. So here's Rob talking to Bob Costas about the Dodgers, who Dave Roberts guarantees is going to win it all this year. Here's Bob.
Oh, yeah, it's a tremendous lineup. You know, they won 106 games last year and then beat the team that won 107 in the division series. They did lose Max Scherzer, and at the beginning of last year they thought that Trevor Bauer would be an asset, and now he's in limbo. So their pitching is not as formidable, which is not to say that it isn't good, but it's not as formidable as it might have appeared to be mid-season last year.
And there all right, you go, Rob. Chris. Inside the Parker, you need to subscribe, and tomorrow's the debut of the 2022 season. We'll be on weekly. It's really a fun. I know Chris makes fun of my podcast, but it's the best 22 minutes, 30-minute podcast on baseball. It moves. A lot of people you'll hear on there, David Gascon, Anthony Masterson, and J.R. Gamble, all a part of the podcast. And every week we usually have a player or former athlete and I should say a reporter or a broadcaster every week as well. So it's a nice thing, the podcast. I love it. I have so much fun doing it. Rob G is the producer of the podcast. So please subscribe, listen every week, man. We appreciate it.
So, Rob, do you agree with Costas' assessment that pitching could be, I mean, obviously the lineup is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that pitching could be the downfall or will be the downfall of the Dodgers.
It's not, you know, you know, they brought back Clayton Kershaw. Is he the third starter, Chris? I don't know. I think he's not nearly that. And then they lost Scherzer and Bauer. I mean, those are big arms that you're now trying to replace. It ain't that easy. The lineup's great. And then they went out and just picked up a closer. You know, Craig Kimbrel. So he didn't pitch that well last year, so he's trying to regain his form, Chris. So there's a lot of question marks pitching-wise. Hitting, I think they'll have no problem, but I don't think it's a lock. In fact, on the podcast tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll do it tomorrow, we'll pick our teams that's going to come out of the American League, National League. We'll have our little baseball predictions on the Odd Couple tomorrow.
All right. Well, there it is, Inside the Parker. Check it out tomorrow. Also, check out Rob, his website, MLBBro.com, because you need to know. And, yeah, Rob, so I'm looking forward to it. Give me one storyline, and we'll obviously get more into baseball tomorrow, but give me one storyline that really has you more intrigued than maybe any other.
I think it's the Angels. I mean, you're going to have Trout and Shohei, Chris. I mean, they had that, you know, when you talk about Trout, he doesn't have a playoff win in a decade playing in Anaheim.
That's what I was going to say, Rob. Their issue's never been talent.
No. They got two of the best players, two of the best five or six players in the league. But, Chris, are they guaranteed a playoff spot? I think the Angels are storyline. And let's see what happens with Trout and Shohei in that lineup. They will be must-see TV if Syndergaard can pitch for them and they get a couple other things going right pitching-wise. Otherwise, this is good. They got Joe Maddon, a great manager, Chris, who won a World Series. I mean, the pitching. It's been pitching for a long time with the Angels. So that's a big storyline. And, of course, the Padres, to me, I think once they get Tatis, they had a lot of injuries last year with their pitching staff, Chris. Those guys are coming back.
All right. It's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.